Mologo.
It's good. It's good. It's good.
Yes. Anytime you say Mologo, I remember the first day I heard Mologo featuring Giggs. I'll never forget. That morning, I was ready to go play football. I was in bed. I was actually on my brethren's house. Where I was just sitting there. I was like, yo, bro, have you heard this tune? I was like, what tune is that? Because you know I'm an Afrobeat head, innit? I was like, what tune? And I heard, who is the baddest? And he went, you know, I went to college with this brother, you know? I was like, what? Yeah, yeah, South Thames. I went, I know him. And I'm looking at this guy like, all right, calm down. I was like, I just want to hear Giggs' bit first. Let me understand what's going on first, because I thought it was like a hoax, innit? Then I had Mologo's voice. Then I said, nah, this is a madness.
Yeah, no joke.
And ever since then, you know, ever since then, I just became this. You know, there's a difference between a fan, a stan, and just someone that likes someone just in general. I just thought, you're cold, bro.
Appreciate it, bro. Man.
One of the coldest, if not the coldest, but
that's,
you know,
that's the moment.
That's the life.
That moment was amazing for me, man.
I could imagine.
No, big shout out to Giggs. That's my big bro. Trust. The landlord, so we shout out to him every time.
I love that.
I've been listening to you for time as well.
You're like making me like sound like that. Hey, what's going on?
No, but you actually deserve it though, because I've been listening to you for so long. Even on the way here, yeah, I was like, obviously I have my own playlist on Spotify. I typed in your name to see like how many songs I've really downloaded from you. There were so many, yeah. And I was just driving, listening to the old songs, and I was like, oh my God. But yeah, man.
Now it's cool. It's mad though how there's just been like 2-3 people or just one person in the middle of me even reaching out to you or talking to you in general personally. My cousin, you might have met him, Pelumi. He's like, yo, I was just with Mologo the other day. In my head, I was laughing. I was like, I swear Mologo was meant to come on the podcast. Like,
what Pelumi?
Pelumi, he's hench. I think he does gym now. Like, he's a Jimmy guy.
Me, I don't remember people by name, by face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. So he was like, yeah, chilling. So it's one of those things anyway. I've just always said, you're cold, bro. So for me, I'm happy that a project is coming out. But at the end of the day, I'm thinking, this guy's been cold for the longest, though, still. So it's like, so people are like, oh, I can't wait to hear him. I'm like, brother, go check the other songs. Like, first of all, I want to talk about your writing bag.
The writing bag.
It's writing.
Abilities.
Hey, yo. See that bag? You see Santa? You see that bag?
Do you know what's crazy? I don't know. I don't see myself as a songwriter. I just do what I do, innit. I don't really overthink it. So when people like say, oh, songwriter, art, like, I get it. There's a label to it. But whenever I go into the studio to work for myself or other people, I just like be free, man, and I don't overthink it. Whatever comes to my mind, and it works. I don't know. It's my formula, isn't it?
That is crazy.
You just go off the energy, right? And yeah, like, man, the moment, basically.
I feel like with music, you can't overthink it, man. It's from there, man.
True.
You can't fake it as well. I mean, you can. I mean, then it will show.
Yeah, you could.
It will show.
Yeah, of course.
I pride myself into making sure that whenever I do something, I give it my best.
For real, though. Nah,
that's one thing with your music, like, it's just good quality. Do you get what I mean? And I can tell that you put emotion into all of your songs.
I mean, I'm an April baby, so
I'll be frustrated though. I will be really frustrated because, again, I don't know how to even put this into words, because personally, I just see it as, okay, this guy's really talented, right? He's had moments where I'm thinking, yes, this is the moment. There's one time, yeah, my brethren brought Brymo. This was in 2018. I missed your performance because I was running late. I was even one of the organizers anyway. I was running late. When I came, I was like, I saw you leaving stage. I was like, oh, damn it, I missed it. But fair enough. You know, I mean, it's one of those things. But it's over the years, it's how much you've always been in the, literally in the forefront of so many moments. Yeah. People would hear some songs, they don't know that you're behind the song. Do you know how mad that is?
I mean, I don't know, man. I just played my part, I guess.
The humble. Listen. I just want to hype.
I just love music.
I know you do. But that's what frustrates me.
However I can help.
Really frustrates me, because we live in an era where if you do not big yourself up, I swear no one will big you up, you know.
He does though.
I mean, I do.
He does.
He doesn't do it.
Like, I've seen, like, on Twitter and stuff, you talk like he picks himself.
No, don't get me wrong.
What is he meant to do? Shout from the rooftop?
I will, as Yoruba man, know when you do that.
But you know what it is?
I feel like
there's a difference between having that confidence. I've got confidence. I know stuff. I know I'm amazing. You know me, like
there you go.
But I know when to like say what I need to say at the right time. I don't need to like even some songs. I don't need to tell people I wrote that. I mean, if you know, you know.
Fair enough.
No,
I'm sorry, that would be difficult. Even me, that I don't really talk about certain things, but that will be difficult. Because we live in an era where everyone wants to listen to a type of music, and your music is not that type of music.
Yeah.
So, do you know this one song, right? Even my kids probably they know this song. It's featuring Show Dem Camp.
Yeah.
In the Palmwine.
Which one is it? Raga Bomi or Flexing You?
It's Raga Bomi. See what I'm saying?
That's the girl them one. They love it still.
It's unfair though. Like you hear that song, then you hear something else, and you go, "What's this life? What's this world?"
I mean, like what you said, you know, a lot of people, like we live in the UK where, coming from where I come from, I'm a Nigerian guy. I was born there. I'm a Yoruba man, so it's like that culture is instilled in me. So it's like when I'm trying to make the type of music that maybe it's not acceptable to some people, but a certain demographic is like, I understand it, but I can't be mediocre. I don't have to, I can't be, whenever I make music, I need to make sure that it's the best. You know what I mean? Like, it's musical. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I know we, in the UK, we like Chingon music. There's nothing wrong with it, don't get me wrong.
There's everything wrong with it.
But I feel like, the way I do it is that, okay, they want to hear that sound. And I don't want to do it. I'd rather do it through somebody else.
So it's like, I see.
So you're still contributing.
So it's not in your discography that much. It's in someone else's discography.
Whenever you think of Mologo, you know what I stand for. You know whatever it is. But it's like, when I see people say, oh, yeah, you can't do that. And I'm like, then I see them dancing to the song I wrote. I'm like, only if you know that.
I was
you're complaining, saying that, that.
But you're dancing.
I'm not giving this music, but you're dancing to what I've done.
Yeah, this is just something that popped in my head. You know, my head is weird. Is your name is Mologo? I know, obviously. Yeah. But is it Omologo?
So it's like a double whammy. So it's
Mologo. Omologo. Yeah. Jeez, I clocked that still. All right. Son of Glory.
Son of Glory.
That's sick. Because I clocked it a long time ago, but I was thinking, I'm not too sure. I don't want to start shooting stuff. People like that. That's not me. But nah, man, it's dope.
You hear me say, Logo, you know it's a banger.
You know what's so crazy? I only started using that 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, it just came up. You know, man, I'm like, oh, I like
it's
this.
It's so catchy, man. So, every time I hear it,
you know what's crazy? I had like some of my fans DM me saying, yo, please, next time you're dropping, make sure you say that thing. Like, don't. Even my manager's like, yo, guys, say it. I'm like, oh, I love it.
No, that's dope. How difficult is it? I already know how difficult it is, but I was just asking anyway. Mm. How difficult is it to live and make music in the UK, knowing fully well that deep down, that these guys, they don't know nothing. They follow us. They'll wait for you to blow somewhere, then they'll claim you and go, oh yeah, that's our bro, man. Logo, we've known him for a while. How difficult is that? Because deep down, if I was an artist, I'll be switching most of the time.
I mean,
what's going on?
It is difficult. I won't lie. If I tell you it's not, I'll be capping. Yeah. It is. But I always tell people, you have to know your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? And if you know your reason, then you can actually scale through whatever it is your trials or whatever it is you're going through. Yeah. So it's like, I know my why. I know why I'm doing music. I know my reason behind why I'm doing what I'm doing. Mm. So I don't really pay too much attention on, like, the validations from the outside or whatever it is. Like, I love myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I see my growth every time. Mm-hmm. To other people, it may be like, maybe it's too slow to them. Mm. But to me, I'm grateful. Like, I've done some amazing stuff and I'm still doing them. So, I can't complain.
So, how are you, like, at the moment? Like, you obviously got this project coming out.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been working on it for?
I've been working on it, like, I would say, honestly, 3 years.
Wow.
Like, I recorded so many songs, but I felt like the songs that myself and my team, we chose, they made sense to how I was feeling then, 3 years ago, and now.
Yeah.
So it's still relevant, like, for you. Okay, cool.
I mean, whenever I make music, it's timeless, man.
for sure.
Like,
for sure.
You can hear it back in 10 years' time, and it still feels like, you know.
And it's weird, because the song, the 15th, yeah.
Yeah.
I found myself.
Which one? The one with 15. Red Shell, the new one.
The new one.
Okay, cool.
When he said, "I trust nobody," that's that bit, yeah. I was in the shower 2 days ago. I swore on anything. I was pissed about something. I don't know how that song popped into my head. Then I went, wait. In the 15th annual mommy, I was like, wait, what's this? That's cold because of how, this is what I'm saying, what it winds me up every time I go on the internet and I see people talk about music. And I really want, you know, sometimes you don't want to fight people's battles. Because people are like, why are you dick riding, man? I don't care about things like that. But sometimes you're like, okay, if he doesn't want to chat in that manner, I shouldn't be the one doing it for him, because they might think he's using you, or I don't know, put people in any situation.
True.
But a lot of times I will listen to songs and I'll be thinking, Mologo wrote this. You know, it's weird.
I'll tell the influence.
I'll give you an example. Okay, I was on TikTok the other day, yeah, and I was obviously in the comments, you know, I've got like whatever comments, and I'm seeing people say certain things or write certain things. Then the video next popped was Adekunle's gold song, Ogaranya. And I was like, I might be wrong.
I have nothing to do with that.
Song. I know.
Yeah, please. I don't.
But in my head, I'm just saying to you, yeah, why is my boy, head? Like, yeah, but, of course, yeah. Adekunle. That's what I'm leading to. So in my head, I was like, I don't know. I just feel like Mologo wrote this. But I said it to myself. I was this close to tweeting it.
Yeah.
But I said, let me just keep this thought to myself. I was like, I think he did. Then. Now, of course, you guys are good friends. Yeah, how does that feel sometimes to hear a song and people might, like, someone like me that is very weird will be like, oh, I think Mologo wrote this.
I think it's normal to think, because like we're friends, innit? And we chill around together. So it's like we tend to like, it's possible that, I don't know how to explain it, I might be inspired by what he's done, vice versa. And you know what I mean? So like, he's an amazing guy, amazing artist. And yeah, man, did you listen to his album?
Yeah, of course. I reacted
amazing
to the full album,
man.
Yeah.
Oh my god! You know, Chasing Wind. Yeah, I've been listening to that song every single day. I'm obsessed with that song.
I know. I could tell. Okay. A lot of times you've posted.
Yeah, I post it all the time.
I love like this.
Chasing Wind is like a spiritual. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. I love that song.
It took
his
time
so
with it, man. And you can tell.
Yeah. Any songs on there you helped to co-write?
No. I mean, I had the privilege to listen to some songs before they came out. It was just more of like, the guy is weird sometimes. I call me like 5 a.m. in the morning and like, yo, guy, I need you to listen to this. What do you think? You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, this is amazing. It's like, or like, do that or whatever it is. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
That's sick. That's proper sick, because I've obviously followed your journey since the whole inception of the big gigs, Mologo's entrance into the UK scene. And I would say, personally for me, I noticed when you guys connected, you and Eddie couldn't go. This was in 2000. And
do you know what's so crazy? You know, I reached out to him.
Is it?
Literally. He always, I'm pissed off because he has that over me every time. And it's annoying because it looks like, you know, like, look like you're begging it.
Yes, like a groupie kind of
thing. Yeah.
Oh, like you like were the fan, like.
No, it's not like, it looked like, I don't have to explain it, man.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I've seen the banter between you two. I've read some of the banter.
I wish I could read it. The way I wrote, it was so...
Was it cringe, like, when you look back at it?
Yeah, when I look back, I'm like, what the hell? You know what I mean?
I love that.
It was literally a thing where I said, yo, I messaged him. I said, bro, I'm a big fan of yours. I love what you're doing. I know you're coming to the UK soon. When you get here, whatever you need, whatever you want, I got you. Like, just like, it wasn't weird. No, I know, but that's just me as a person. I wasn't thinking about it, blah, blah.
I love that.
Then he replied back and said, yo, I'm a big fan of yours, blah, 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 blah. Let's link up when I get to the UK. And then from there, we just became
I think this was 2014, 15, if I'm not wrong.
When he used to do
punk. Listen, I'm not a stalker, but just how much, like I said, obviously as a fan, I'm not on the fan. I knew all
I
about
just because grew towards him. I don't know. It was just a thing where like,
it makes sense.
Hearing his music, I just felt,
you don't need to drop like
that love was just,
yeah,
was just there instantly. And you know, that's my bro. And yeah, man, I'm proud of him, man. He's doing crazy things.
Nice, man. Nice. That's
are you, I, to know, I always felt like, there's been like some events I've seen you. I always felt like you're like a very low-key person.
Yeah, I don't like going out, man.
Is that a true like...
An introvert.
Yeah. I always felt like Mologo, like, you're just... You do your thing.
Yeah,
that's how it comes across. Anyway.
It's not that my thing is that, and I need to, thank God I'm even using this to clear it. People think I don't like to talk to them. It's not that okay. I actually don't have anything to say. So it's like I try my best not to say nonsense when I don't have nothing to say. Mm. So if I see Banks now, if I greet you, or if you greet me, I greet you back. I think that's enough.
Oh yeah.
Like what else? And I, the reason why I don't go out to especially the industry stuff because I feel like I don't want to swear.
you can if you want. Anyway,
I feel like it's nonsense. Yeah. I feel like in a sense of everyone lies, man.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not a fake person. I can't fake it. Thanks. You know, I don't like the thing of
formalities and stuff.
Yeah, it's like if I didn't come there, you wouldn't check up on me.
But
you wouldn't think of you. Yo, I need to be in the studio Mologo, or yo, I need to this and that. So it's like just greet me and go. don't bother. Say
with
yo
the small talk.
You saying, yo, I see what you're doing, you know, like, well, let's get in. You know you don't want to get in with me. So stop acting.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I don't
like going to the industry events.
I never knew if the way you like carry yourself was that you don't want to talk.
Yeah.
Or whether.
No, it's not I don't want to talk. Like, yeah. I mean, when people greet me, I'm not rude. I greet back.
Yeah, of course.
And
yeah.
I feel like after I greet you, I think that should be.
Yeah, that should
of
be
course,
it. That should
yeah,
be
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
I get
what's,
you.
I don't. And people are like, you don't want to talk. What should I say?
Yeah.
But what you said, that obviously that alludes to what I've always said. Because the industry is.
It's
made up of liars,
image.
People faking stuff,
image,
and image. People feel the need to say things they don't need to. And they say people that talk too much lie.
It's crazy.
So before you know it, I'll be like, hey, Mologo, what's good? Oh, yeah, I just came back from London. Huh? Well, you live in London. Because you're talking too much. You're saying random stuff. You don't even know. Then people start using it against you. And you're like, Rob, I didn't do nothing bad. But if you've just saved yourself, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
Brother, greet you, greet me.
It's just, I just
people
see
just want to chat.
When people randomly. Don't speak too much, yeah, I see it as a maturity. Like, I see it as, like, you're self-aware.
Yeah.
And, like.
Could be.
Do you get what I mean? It's kind of
could
one
be.
Of those
some
things.
Some people are shy,
where,
though.
No, yeah, there's that too, but like
I'm shy. I am shy as well.
Oh yeah, you did say that earlier, though. You did
but
say.
But I feel like I'm shy because I just like to be by myself, man.
Mm.
But when I'm on stage, when it comes to music, that's a different person. That's a different. That's I love that.
Yeah. Mm.
But when I'm not on stage, I just like to be left alone. And I feel like when you're alone, when you're not in the midst of people too much, you avoid wala. You know, I won't be able to offend you. You won't be able to offend me.
Mm.
I mean, so it's like
to avoid
if I'm not in your circle, if I'm not around events, you can't say I stepped on you or I said this or I did that. Or me, I can't fight.
You don't like the drama.
I can't fight. You know what he said? It's hilarious. There's a video where he was talking to his dog. I want you guys to deep this. It's his dog, right?
Not a dog. It's not a dog. That's my family.
Who, him?
Not a dog.
Yeah,
that's my
family.
Berry's my Berry's
family.
Do you call him Berry?
No, it's a she.
She. Sorry.
Anyway, it's just the way you talk to, if you've got a child. It's your child, right? Your family, you too. So, of course, people took that part. And I'm thinking to myself.
They're not Africans. They don't understand
They don't.
You have to, like, my thing is that I feel like in life, I mean, thank God for my mom and that.
Mm.
You know, if she didn't, not even just my mom, my aunties and uncles, they didn't, like, scold me or if I'm doing something bad, they didn't talk to me. Then I'll just be doing the
facts.
Dumb
I agree. Because growing up, they'll tell me pick pin.
Well, you know,
down.
We live in a Western world where everything is baby everybody and hug
and,
them.
And animals are more important than human beings. So,
bro.
Yeah. So I get exactly what you're saying.
Someone said they want to call
NSPCC or RSPCC.
I said, for what? What did
exactly.
I do?
Exactly.
What did you actually do there?
Oh, I just told her to.
Wait, hold on.
I told her to raise up her hand. Stand on the wall.
No, you need to see the clip, though.
But the problem is that apparently they're not meant to, because like a sausage dog, isn't it? They're not meant to, like, their back.
Okay.
But it was just like, how many
harmless.
Seconds? Like,
you see what I'm saying? Right. Sometimes it's good to have a job, you know? Because if you're actually at work,
no, it's not even that. And
you
will
look and scroll past.
You know what it is? I respect it because obviously they're animal lovers, isn't it? And they care about, you know what I mean?
Fair.
But sometimes they take you overboard, man.
It's
someone,
overboard. It was
someone,
overboard.
When someone comments, dog abuser, can you call this and that? What did I do?
God.
I don't understand. Someone said, you should take the dog from me. I don't know how. I don't understand, man.
Sorry.
So you said, like, you were quite introverted, but, like, you like to just be by yourself in your free time.
Yeah.
So, like, apart from music, what do you do? Like, what does your day look like if you're not doing music?
I like to sleep.
I like to, we were talking about this earlier.
I like to sleep and I don't sleep at the same time as well, because I'm always having ideas. Mm. I'm always like home studio, I got like my little setup. I like to do that. I like to watch a lot of Yoruba movies.
Oh, same here.
I love Nollywood movies.
Oh, Nollywood,
I love that. And I just like staying in that Nigerian atmosphere. Thanks. Man, I just love that. You know, sometimes I'm with my mom just chilling, my brothers, the dogs, and just talking, just understanding things about my life, culture. Speak to my grandmom.
I was just gonna ask that.
I don't like being outside. I think outside is a bad place, man.
Like, you just want to be your family and
yeah. I don't ask for too much. I don't care, right. But I always tell people, I'm not fame hungry. I'm not excited about, oh my god, I need to go somewhere and people need to be taking pictures or screaming my name. No, the reason I do music is because I let out my pain, what I go through that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I communicate with people. Mm-hmm. So, just give me studio. I record the songs. I'm on stage performing. I'm good, man.
Mm.
Nice. That's a dope life. Think about it. That's good to be more like an ambivert then. Because you go out when you need to, stay in when you need to. Yeah, I'm an introvert. I keep saying it and you keep giving me looks like, what are you talking about? Yeah. I'm an introvert. I genuinely
But don't get me wrong, I go out as well. I'm not like, oh my god, like, what's that Disney stuff? I'm not like, what's that? With the one with the hair.
Yeah,
that's locked up in the kidney. The one with the the Rapunzel, where it's called.
Oh, Rapunzel. Well, like that.
I mean, I go out.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm very
it's not to the selective. Level. Yeah.
I feel like if everybody see you everywhere every time,
it's
like
C finish, you know. That's C finish.
Like you wouldn't want to come and watch me perform. It's I'll just go to that place. You see my logo there. Mm. I mean, I tried to like.
I had that situation with Zaha when he first moved to United. Obviously, you don't know football. But yes, the same.
What makes you think she doesn't know football?
Huh?
She doesn't. She's not into it.
How do you know?
He talks about football every single week. I don't support anyone.
It's Arsenal. Let's say Arsenal.
He's trying to buy. Oh, come on. Yeah, that was too easy.
Every week he's talking about football. I'm like, man. Every guest he's like, who do you support?
Who do you support?
Come on, the best team in the world, bro.
Who's that?
Best team in the world. Think of the best team in the world.
Yeah, Arsenal, bro.
Okay, like, we're being realistic. We're not.
So what?
Manchester United. You know what I mean?
Bro, guys, sit down. Guys, sit down.
Are you a proper football person?
You are good, and man, you are now, I'm not really. I wouldn't say I'm like a. I don't know. Like, obviously, he knows more about football, but I feel like I know enough to know that Arsenal is the best team.
I like that. You know, you watch a lot of movies, yeah? Would you ever do acting? Or have you ever done?
No, I've never done.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'd be able to like pull it off. I would love to. I've said that I would love to one day. Yeah. But I don't know. Whatever
I
role
think
they
artists
give me.
Are actually good actors. Because your music video is you acting.
I know, but true. It's different from remembering lines.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
I know me now, I'll just mess up on purpose. I'll like, say B, I'll just say C, D. I'll be like, oh, damn it, cut.
Have you ever tried it? Or?
No, I haven't. But who knows?
You should
you might see me in one of them Nollywood movies.
That'd imagine be sick, that would be really sick.
Something similar to Jagun Jagun.
Yeah,
that's a sick movie.
I love culture, bro. I feel like it's important. Yeah. I feel like I feel like we're losing that.
Oh, bro,
we're for losing real, that. For real, and I just love language. I watch Bollywood movies, yeah, and it's like it's so amazing.
Mm.
Like I don't need to understand it, but I feel what they're saying.
You don't understand it?
No, obviously I don't understand the language, I mean like. Especially even when they're singing, like I listen to like South African on my piano, the house, and their voice, what they're saying. I don't know what they're saying, but I can feel it. Yeah. It's amazing.
But
man.
That's literally me with like Afrobeats.
Yeah.
Like I've been listening to Afrobeats for like over 10 years, and there's so many songs that I don't understand what's going on.
But it's about the feeling.
But it's the feeling exactly. So
once you
I
get the feeling right.
I understand what you're saying.
That's why Brenda Fassie is like one of the greatest. You know? I remember. My mom would, man, this is, we'll go to church them days or we'll go to school, whatever. We'll go to my uncle's. It doesn't matter. And they'll get us to do this cultural dance.
Mm.
I don't know if you know this song. Vive la.
Yeah.
Oh, my days, man. And dressed in like to look like the Africa. But looking back at it now, I'm going, raw, I missed that those days, you know. Mm. You're just innocent, dancing to culture. But now everyone wants to do the same Ice Spice, you know.
I think when,
whatever they want to
I think when you get older, yeah, like you start missing cultural stuff that you used to do when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course.
No, I've really realized that because even with me, like my own culture, I find myself the older I'm getting, the more I'm trying to introduce that culture in my own life again.
Yeah.
Well, like, get what I mean? But like when I was like a, like with my Greek culture. Like there's specific foods or specific like celebrations. Like for Easter, they do certain things and like stuff like that. I feel like in my teenage years, I was like, oh, whatever. Like, I'm not bothered. Of course, of course. Now,
culture's important, man. Exactly. I feel like that's your identity. So if you lose that, then who are you?
Yeah. And I think I hear that a lot in your music. Yeah. That's why I resonate with it. And that this is why a lot of times, like I said, you know what I was saying earlier as well? Like, I remember when I was introducing a lot of people to Afrobeats in general. This was like 2004 or 5, whatever. Mm. And I would play Zule Zu. A lot of people don't know who Zule Zu is. Mm. Like, Downfall Driver. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know. So I'm like, okay, they only know your, you know, the obvious.
Don't get me wrong. Which is fine. I always tell people that, you know, I'm not saying danceable music is not there. I listen to them. I dance to them as well. But it's like if everybody's doing a certain type of music, who's going to be doing, like,
that's true.
All our lives is not just every day. We're happy. Yeah. We're human beings, isn't it? So we go through things. So I always tell people, if you don't like the content that I put in my music, it's okay. Because my music's not for everybody.
Mm.
Go and listen to those people that make you dance, that make you jump around, that make you whatever, grime, whatever it's called. You know what I mean? The people that will listen to me will find me. You know what I mean? I always tell people, I'm not here to please people. Like, you know what I mean? I just want to... The people that... love me, they know me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know
them facts, as well. Yeah, facts.
You know, I'm versatile with my stuff, but it's like, I need to say something to music, man. I can't just put a music without no message.
For sure.
No, it's true. It is really true. That's true. I agree.
Is there anyone that's like an inspiration to you?
Myself.
Jeez.
Love that.
I'm a big inspiration.
You didn't even have to think about that. Jeez,
It already
planned. I remember there's like this Jay Huss interview. Mm. You've probably seen it. And his sister?
I think
asked him like, who's your best friend? He said myself, and that clip went viral. And it's like, it should be. Do you get what
it
I mean?
It should be, man. It should be,
that's your biggest inspiration.
And I feel like we live in a world where even me, I'm still learning. I'm trying to give myself more self love.
Mm.
If you love yourself, then you can love other people. You know,
that's so true.
Literally, though. Like, it takes time. True. And people think it's a rush thing. It's not a rush thing. Take your time. Find out the things that you love. Mm-hmm. I mean, love who you are. Love your person. Then you'll be able to share that with other people.
Yeah.
But the problem is that a lot of people, they seek validation from other people, man.
Yeah.
Before they think of themselves.
Yeah.
And that's
me. Yeah. I don't care if you don't like me. That's your own. I'm not giving you money. I'm not helping your life or vice versa. Like, okay, like, what do you want me to do about this now that you don't like me? Am I meant to cry?
Do you feel like you're still on that journey?
Definitely. We will never... I don't think you understand. We will never stop the journey.
Yeah, for sure. Like, for sure, for sure.
We learn every day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like a relationship. You're in a relationship with yourself.
Mm.
You can't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Learn every day.
So.
Mm.
And you know what? It's important. What you just said actually just reminded me of something because I feel like that's where UK Afrobeats is at the moment. Because a lot of people, ever since Naira Marley went back and whatever happened with Naira Marley happened, everyone thinks that's the formula everyone has to go through. Mm. And even before Naira Marley went back, there was one time you went to Lagos for a while. Yeah. I don't know if it was for a few months or stuff like that. And like I said earlier, it will look like I'm stalking him, but I am not.
You know your stuff. You're passionate about the music, about the culture.
Yeah.
And this funny thing is, I'm online, it's just weird, but he was with a producer that I was with 2 years before, prior to him.
Oh, wow. So you keep missing each other.
Steve Jazz, it's my guy. So when I saw the clip, I was like, yes. Because I know Steve Jazz is, you know, I rate him as a dope producer. So I was like, yeah, I can't wait. I don't know if anything came out from that. One thing came out from that. I was thinking of a project in my head anyway.
Yeah.
So, and I'm one of those people, I don't want to influence people's. So I didn't even write to Steve Jazz, like, yo, bro, I saw you. I just left it. And obviously, fast forward now, you're back in the UK doing your thing, being yourself. But it's to say that then I thought this would materialize into a moment where he's left the UK, he's gone to, what's it called, Nigeria. Yeah. He's going to, you know, things are going to happen in that sense. But it goes to show that, you know.
Whenever I go to Nigeria, it's for family. It's my grandmom. To see my grandmom, to see my people, them there. And then just to chill with Nige, because Nige, I love Nige. Mm. I love, especially the mainland side, like, vibes, you know what I mean? And I go there for my guys as well. Shout out to SDC, because they do their palm wine shows. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to that, and I do that. I go to studios, I work on my stuff, because I feel like I write better when I'm in Nige, man. Because I'm seeing so many things.
Yeah.
I'm going outside, I'm seeing the struggles, I'm seeing, so I get to, like, you know, write about that. So
that's
your good. Environment is like really important, I guess.
Very.
And because you're like a spiritual person, you're like picking up from your back, like everything around you. Yeah. So what's this project about?
It's about, you know, self-evaluation, man. Okay. Just understanding life, understanding that, you know, life itself will test you, and the test is not actually for you to. How do I explain it? Most of the time, we always like dwell on, we want to win.
Yeah, that's true, you know.
But it's about you learning something from the test. You know what I mean? And that's what I got from my life for the past 3 years till now. It's like, I'm grateful for the lessons. You know, there might be bad stuff that happened to me or whatever, but I'm grateful for the lessons I learned from all those things.
That's true.
That's dope.
Because it also is a thing where, like, I actually knew myself better. All those things I went through, like, I actually said, oh my god, yo, listen, I could have done things though, I could have, you know what I mean, done some crazy stuff, but I realized that I can control myself as well, like, you know what I mean, so it's a great feeling, man.
So the 15th, is the name of the song, and as soon as I saw it, I knew it was Peckham, because I lived in Peckham as well. So I got excited about that, because a lot of times people tend to like create songs or title the song based on something that's trendy.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Because they just want, everyone is algorithm, numbers. No one is thinking of impact. So, and there's something which I know someone will now be like, ah, this is true. So this what reason why I told you earlier, the reason why I love Asake so much, his cultural. As a Yoruba guy as well, I understand the language. I can relate. Like, everything he says, you can hear the struggle in his voice. Sometimes, even though he's singing, you can just hear the struggle in his voice, and he's happy to be here. So he's not even trying to fake something. And also, another fact people don't know, he's a one syllable guy. Have you noticed his title of his songs are just one syllable? Go and check his albums. You see, it's one syllable. Joa Amapiano. Organized.
I'm a piano. What do you mean?
It's all one syllable. So you pick it up, you just see I'm a piano, Joa, organized. Like, he's
as in like one word.
One syllable, he's so smart in that way. So, and I feel like I connect with people that are really smart. Just like Mologo. Like I said, I heard him, like I said, I told you guys I was chilling. I heard us like, raw, this brother's cold, you know. And ever since then, I just following his journey and seeing how many things he's penned, and he's got like he posted something the other day, the ground, what's it called? Gran Turismo. I said, this guy's taking a piss. Man posted it like his friend been out. You know when your friend have been out, you're just like, he just put it like it's nothing. You know what's crazy?
I was with my son, the other day we went to go watch Ninja Turtle, the new Ninja Turtle. And what's crazy is that I don't really even tell my son about my music stuff like that. Even his mom like, why don't you just tell him? I'm like,
how old is he now?
He's 14.
Nice.
Yeah. Jeez. So I was like, I just said, you know, like, have you heard this song? I just said, have you heard this song? I played the song to him. He said, yeah, I've heard it. I said, you know, that's my song. And he was like, no way. I'm like, yeah. Like, when I showed him the video of the one that we, obviously that we shot, so myself, Idris, whatever it is. And I said, you know what, like, he might be in the new Gran Turismo movie, you know, like, fingers crossed, you know, like, he might be in it. So what's crazy is that he went to the cinema by himself to go watch the movie.
No way.
So you can hear the the soundtrack. It's an amazing moment, man.
That's big so flex. Nice.
That is such a big flex.
I said to him, I said, let's go together, but he just slid me and went by himself.
That is the biggest flex. Are you hearing? Oh my
days. That's so nice.
That's what I said. When I saw that post, I went, he's taking a piss now.
Why don't you tell him? Like, why do you not? Why is that your choice that you kind of keep? I feel that like,
back? I don't know. I just feel like I'm just trying to be
your dad. Normal.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's not about. Yeah. It's not about. I mean, and what's crazy is that sometimes it's more, like she will send me a video of him playing the piano, and I'm like, bro, I've never taught him that, or I've never like sent him to no lessons. Like he plays the piano, like. No, he doesn't. Life. He doesn't care about music like that.
No, but that's what I say. It's good for him to have his own life. No pressure.
Yeah, man. Like whatever he wants to do, I'm supportive of him, man. But yeah,
that's wavy, you know. Even though mine is nothing, it definitely cannot be compared to your greatness, bro.
Nah, having a song,
Gran Turismo, mate. That's great. My one, I'll be sitting at there. My daughter will be like, "Oh, you've got 1.5 million views," and I'm just looking at her like.
But it's not so though, because you're doing great things as well, bro.
I hope so.
It's just that for them, she's 13, right? So for them, that's like mind blowing. Do you get it? It's like, oh
yeah. But then when your son does grow older and he's like seeing all your other songs and stuff, he's gonna discover like another side of you.
Yeah, he is. Even I'm planning something where like we collaborate together and like he plays the chords for me, production type of thing.
That would be so nice.
That'd be sick. So you can have a percentage.
I'm still trying. I feel like I always tell people, like, sometimes I wake up, I'm like, yo, I've got a child, you know? Like, I'm still learning how to be a dad. Cause
oh, yeah. It's still, something.
Yeah, yeah. You can't know everything. So sometimes when I speak to him, I'm like, I just look at myself, like, what's going on? Like, I'm responsible for. Another human being.
Another teenager, bro. Like, that's mad.
It's crazy, but I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful for my family that guide me. And big shout out to his mom as well. Like, she's amazing, man.
Good, man. I like that. I like to hear that that's more, really to be honest. Because a lot of times people feel like credit is not being given to
the people. I always say to him as well, like, you know, him being the young man that he is, is grace of God and his mom, man.
For real, I like that, man. It's good to even hear that's that nice. From, because you know the internet will give you a different version of people that they're not. Like a lot of times, the only time these dumb blogs would post things is the most
and
dumbest
it's negative.
Thing. And thank God with me, I should just skip it. I don't even bother myself because that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for music, football, like these things that I really know about. Like I keep telling sometimes myself, I was like, no one can chat to me about Afrobeat, like for real. Like I'm not saying it like I'll get paid from it. No one can chat to me. I talk about artists that no one knows. And they'll be like, who's that? And I'll be like, this guy was the guy that produced this song. They'll be like, what? But that's just me because I love, you get it? And it's been a long time coming when I've been telling people, oh, this is a wave. Not the sardine and bread music I'm talking about. I'm talking about the really good music, you know?
Do you still feel like that, like proper passion, like what he's saying? Like, do you still feel that passion for the industry? Because I feel like sometimes...
Not for the industry.
Not for the genre. Sorry. It's like, do you still have that, like, I would say borderline, like, obsession with it? Like, that burning passion with it?
When you say that, what do you mean?
As in, like, sometimes when you're involved in an industry, the passion for the genre can die out. Or the joy that it brings you at the beginning. Uh-huh. Do you still feel like you have that joy with, like, Afrobeats in general and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of me. I can't escape my culture. It's part of
that's true.
You know, being a Yoruba guy, Nigerian, it's like it's a part of me. So I can't get away from that. I love that. So I try to just put myself around like minded people that love, you know, are passionate about the music. And you know, I always say to people, like, when I started making music, I was not thinking I'm gonna make money from it. It was my passion. So all these things that I'm getting, syncs and working with crazy big names that I didn't even think that. I remember I was telling my mom, I sat down back in the days when we used to watch when it's like Channel U and this from there. And then when Destiny's Child and Lil Wayne, Soldier.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, one day I'm gonna work with one of these people, man. I just said it. But no, I didn't even think I'm going to do it. You know what I'm trying to say to you? So So like doing working with names that I used to see on just on TV or whatever, it's a blessing. It's more of a bonus to me. Mm-hmm. You know I mean, so yeah, I just live my life as like just be passionate about what you do, and it will connect you to the right people. Mm.
So if a young person's now watching this and they want to make it in music, what are you going to say to them?
I always hear that thing, and I don't even know what to say. And that's just the truth. Yeah, you know what I mean? I just feel like, know yourself, man. Know yourself, then nobody can tell you anything. Like, you actually know, if you know who you are, no one can chat, you're unstoppable.
That's fact. No one can tell. It's true. It's one of those things where I feel like you as an artist, and as well as you being past an artist and working with different
Celestial, on a genuine note right now, like getting to know you right now for me is like puzzling all the pieces together. I'll be so real. I'm not trying to be cheesy or anything, but when I listen to your music, I picture the kind of person that you are. I think we all do that, like when we're listening to artists, And I've listened to you for such a long time that I've pictured you as like spiritual, deep, meaningful person. You know, does his own thing, like all these things. And now sitting with you, the way you're speaking about family and all these different things, I'm like, it's actually amazing to see that you are like that. Because it would have been upsetting to me if you weren't. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, that would just be like a facade, innit?
Man, like I'll be like, oh, rah, like all those songs didn't really mean anything.
Every song has been something that's happened.
You could, it's make sense.
Something. There's always a story behind every song I bring out. It's crazy. I don't even know how it works.
Yeah, so what's the... I would like to ask, is it the 15th, the song, right?
Yeah.
What was your 15th. Biggest inspiration? The 15th. Yeah, 15th.
Yeah.
15 or 15th?
15th.
15th. 15th. Yeah, I was right then, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, what was the biggest inspiration for that song? Because the word... Obviously, listen to the lyrics. Is it coming from a part of, like you said, self-evaluation? It makes sense now, listening to the... When just hearing the first couple of lyrics, I could see that you're, like, talking to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's like those, as Yoruba would say, oriki.
Yeah.
It's like you're just talking to yourself. Like, you know, it's not like you're gassing yourself up. It's like you're telling yourself, you're reminding yourself of who you are. Like him saying in the 15th, who doesn't know me? Like, do you get it? So is that purely the inspiration about
it? So the song is literally me talking to Peckham in a sense of like, you know, I'm grateful for you. Like, you gave me... something that made you're part of my story. Okay. But at the same time, you also gave me some crazy ass people that tried to like, you know, ruin my person. You know, so that's I love you, but at the same time, I hate you. You know what I mean?
Mad interesting
type of thing. So it's like, and also, the song also taught me that you can control some things, like. Not every reaction, not every
action.
Because with what I went for, I could have done some dumb shit that could have
ended you.
Yeah. And I just thank God that I didn't listen to my emotions at that time. Good. Or listen to people that said, yo, just say it, man. It gets wrapped up. You know what I'm trying to say to you? Because they were about that life. And I realized that I wasn't about that life. I'm not a gangster.
Mm. I mean, of course.
I'm just a youth that's from the hood, and you know, they love my, they respect me because I'm just the music guy that loves. Don't get me wrong, if you chat shit. Yeah.
of course.
I'm confident in myself. I'm not no gangbanger or gangster or whatever it is. And that kind of made me realize, even in the song, you know, just singing, it's just like a story about everything. It's like, yo. Like, I had different phone calls, like, yo, guy, man, seen them, like, da, 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 da. And as weird as it is, I had that little power there to do something stupid. And I felt to myself, like, what do I gain from that?
True.
Like, it's like, that situation wanted me to lose myself where, and then I lose everything. Then,
what's the point?
It's all a wrap. So that's why I said, you know, even in the lyrics, like, nah, it wasn't worth it. I didn't need to do it. Like, I'm going to continue living my life. I'm not going to let you mess me up. You know what I mean? I'm a nice person. I'm a good person. I'm going to keep doing what I do.
Yeah, I see that you've got... Sorry, babe. I see that you've got you're traveling for a tour or something like that.
Yeah.
In America, like, you've got a good, decent fan base in America, haven't you?
Nah, they love me over there, man. I know, man. I love them too, man.
Yeah, I know. I noticed. And Show Them Camp, one of my favorite groups. Those, you know what's brothers. Mad? One day, I remember this 3 years ago, I was on the train. I was coming back from football, I think. And I looked on my left. Guess who was next to me on the train? One of Show Them Camps. What's his name?
Ghost?
Ghost was next to me. So I was like, then I looked at, wait, hold on a minute. And it goes to some other guy who's just chatting. And I was like, yo, bro, like, me just saying, yo, thank you for everything you do, man. Thank you for contributing to the genre and just being my unique.
Brothers, man.
Yeah, man, just being unique. Amazing. And he was like, yo, are you coming for the show? They had the Palm Wine Fest then.
Okay, cool.
And I was so upset I missed it because I was going
to. Are you coming to the next one?
Oh, bro, am I coming to the next 17. One? I'm there. Yeah. So, come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, big shout out to them, man. Yeah. I always say this. I give people their flowers, man. And they hate this because I always yarn and say, yo, big shout to these guys. But with me, I'm a grateful guy, man. And they showed me so much love from the beginning. You know what I mean? And they've allowed me to share their platform and, you know, reach out to more people. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, because...
So, go on. Yeah, quickly before we, like, wrap it up. What? How many songs we got on the album? On the project?
On the project, 6 songs.
Six. Okay, cool.
Nice EP.
Any features?
We recruited them very, very well.
Specific. Yeah. I like that.
Have you got any features or anything?
I mean, I don't want to, because I don't want to go and say and then, you know what I mean, it doesn't. But the people that I put on the song, they were meant to be there on the song.
Okay, cool.
And it's coming out when? On Friday, isn't it?
The first single, if you think, is coming out this Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That one I have stuck in my head.
The project, I'm not trying to delay it. I, by the grace of God, I want it to be out like October.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So more tracks is you, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay, makes sense. Because I always, over my head, I'm thinking.
I mean, they didn't want to sign me, so I signed myself.
Like, you have to do yourself. You know, it's like,
I
mean, some people.
I didn't fit the mood board.
Of course, you know.
I said, you know what?
You're not doing vibe music.
I quit my own mood board.
Of course, you're not doing vibe music.
I love that. Malogo, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm excited for what's to come, and.
Will you come back again here?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I mean, a lot of family, so I appreciate it.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it, man. Even though it took us 20 years to get him here.
For me, I wanted it to be the right setting.
No, it makes sense. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, so. To be fair, I respected you even for communicating that to us.
Yeah, that's true.
That from then, I knew that what I think of this person, that's who he is.
And people think artists don't see that. We see it, bro. Like, we see the DMs. Like, for me, I appreciate everyone, man. And for me, it's like someone giving me their platform to come and talk about my stuff. Like, I don't care about how many followers or whatever it is you have. It's about, for me, it's like, are you the right person to share my message? And
thank you for even thinking of us worthy to, to sort of, you know, put your message out
there.
Because
it's
great. For me, I'm happy to, you know, see your movement, you as a person, and many other people that make music similar to yours to get out there. Do you get it? Because we really need music. I'm not saying any other music is not.
It's there, you know. Music. I just feel like
you just need that
to
more.
Search
yeah.
for it.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's there, 100%. But it's not as you know, in your face as the other ones are. So yeah, man. Appreciate
I mean, 17th of September, Pan Wine Music, Coco,
Let's
Camden.
Go.
Gang.
Let's
gang,
go.
17th, I'm there, bro.
Damn, I'm coming to you. How about you coming?
Malogo.
Thank you very
much.
Peace, yo.
Love.